16th. It is Monday, January 21st, and we are in an afternoon session, budget work session with County Attorney Jessica Reynolds. I invite you, if you want to make any opening statements or if somebody wants to.
I do. Thank you very much. Well, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm excited that this is the day that I get to present to the Board of Supervisors on my fiscal year 20 budget. It's been an extremely busy and successful year at the Missouri County Attorney's Office. I want to begin by thanking our local law enforcement in the county. I could not be a successful chief law enforcement officer without the help of our local law enforcement. And I'm here to tell you that Missouri County has the best local law enforcement in the state. I'd also like to thank my office manager, Julie Erickson. Julie's done an awesome job, and I'm so lucky to have her. As well as the 14 brave, hardworking attorneys in my office and my equally excellent staff. We are a team in my office, and we rise or fall together. And boy, did we rise this year. Highlights have included the successful prosecutions of the Franklin Park Rapist out of Ames, success on Court of Appeals and Iowa Supreme Court cases. I don't know if the board's aware of this, but our office this year came out with the appellate case on how to successfully lay evidentiary foundation for Facebook posts under the Iowa Rule of Criminal Procedure. We have successfully implemented a victim witness program in my office without any additional dollars. We have taken very hard sexual assault cases to trial. The one we tried last week involved a child victim, and it was extremely difficult, and we had a successful outcome. I'm really proud of my team for their hard work on those hard cases. We worked with NAMI and local law enforcement to institute crisis intervention team training in our jurisdiction. If you're not familiar with that, that involves how law enforcement responds to the mentally ill people in our community. It's very, very important. I've had the opportunity to advocate for necessary changes through our legislative process for the justice system as well as crime victims by my advocacy of Emily's Law and Marcy's Law. This year, I was lucky enough to be sworn into the United States Supreme Court, was selected as one of the Ames Chamber 4 under 40 recipients, and I now serve on the Board of Directors of the Iowa County Attorneys Association. I've continued my public outreach efforts by awarding the Crime Victims Rights Award for my office, recognizing Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and again soliciting donations for access, speaking to the public about the criminal justice system in various forums, soliciting donations for foster children in Story County, and participating as a speaker in the Sheriff's Citizen Academy. We also continue to provide timely, civil, legal advice to our elected officials and our department heads. This past year has made something crystal clear. There is no challenge that my office cannot meet. We work tirelessly to assure the safety of our community. We take great pride in our work, and we live up to our mission statement, which is posted in my office and says, to do justice, we follow the law, and we always do the right thing. There's another sign in my office, and it's above the office door that my prosecutors see before they go to court every day. It says, what happens here will change the world. We are making a difference and an impact, and we are changing things for the better. And I'm here before you today to seek your continued financial support so that we may continue to do so. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and shall we start with revenue?
Congratulations. Okay, then we'll start with revenue. There we go. All right, let's do start with revenue. So I'm going to turn to the board. Any questions from either of you as far as the revenue section? Okay. So I do have a question about if the next to the last is account 8590 for the collections. Do you have a running balance in that account? Is it a cumulative amount?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're talking about the county attorney portion of the fines?
Correct.
Yes. So our total dollar amount is, that we have saved over the entire the lifespan of that account is currently at $277,037.57. So $277,037.57. And I assume this will be something we'll be talking about when we're speaking.
That's what I was thinking about. Okay. Thank you.
And I just thanks for pointing out that line item, of course, because the reason that 18% is that we just hit threshold at the end of October, which we actually hit it 2 weeks early this year. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Even though it says 18%, we're right on track. Now we're about to start closing in.
Okay, great. Okay. So that was my only question for the residents. Okay. Moving to expenditures. Okay. Any questions from the supervisors? The other two supervisors?
So I have one on communication services. Looks to me like there's two MiFis that are new in the budget. That's $1,200. And looks like you just added the $1,200 to the $16,000 to get $17,200. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
And so I believe that we're more like $15,200 plus the $1,200 is where we actually are in communication. But I just want to make sure, and let me preface this. So we're having some really tough conversations right now because we're projected to spend more than we can really do. So we're looking for every little bit and anywhere there was a rounding.
So, Rick, you're, just to clarify, you're saying that the bonus percent is going to be more like 15?
16.5. I think it's 16.5 if we include the two new MiFis for the ProLaw access.
Oh, sounds good. I agree with it.
Is that both for re-estimated and for the fiscal year fund?
Do you have the MiFi yet?
Yes. We just all got them. Yes. We gave them this month, I think it started.
It looks to me like the 16,000 should be able to make this year.
I agree. You don't need to estimate it.
Okay.
And then the only other question I had was dues and memberships. Did our membership in the drug task force go up substantially?
Yes. Wow. Yes. So I don't know if you recall, great question, I knew that we would be addressing this. I did email the board and sorry for the desire to do this on board. I'm not sure if you recall this, but I'm having an issue because the dues of the drug task force are increasing. The reason is that they're being increased by money due to the large amount of meth, marijuana, and some opioids that we're seeing. We also purchased Narcan, which is expensive, and so there are additional financial needs. What this led to, so actually I'm behind, I'm paying my drug task force dues. And so I started looking at my budget and thinking, well, how is that I'm the only one, the sheriff isn't behind, I'm the only one behind. And what I uncovered is that historically my office has paid for our drug task force dues out of the money that we forfeit from drug cases.
So special law enforcement.
This is problematic in two regards. First of all, I should not be relying on money that I'm taking from defendants to pay for my admission into the drug task force. I shouldn't have to get a certain amount of money from people in order to stay in the task force. Also, that's inconsistent with how the sheriff pays this task force dues. And so I'm asking that we, first of all, split those so that I'm not paying for my drug task force dues out of my forfeited funds. I think that's a concerning issue for the reasons I just specified. And then, yes, the dues are increasing, and I am behind. We had a meeting where I begged not to be kicked out, and the sheriff responsible says, we don't have a drug task force without you, Jessica. So I'm going to
a little bit
just hold the delinquent bills, and then, should the board grant me those dollars, then I'll get those. So, yes, that's a long answer.
What is an appropriate use for the dollars that are seized?
So, law enforcement purposes is fairly broad. I'd like to use those dollars for my law enforcement training sessions. I try and provide those quarterly for local law enforcement. I try to provide a luncheon, and so I'd like to tap into those funds for those tap groups.
And that's what you have in the additional, any additional dollars for occasionally.
So I've used that before. I've used fine recovery, my personal recovery. Yes.
So you had 12,000 in the budget this year. And this morning we were with the sheriff. And for the increased drug buys total for next year, he's budgeting $3,600. Or I think there were 4,650, right?
So okay. That's where he pays for his membership. That line item that you're
right.
Talking about that there was increases for, that's the line item he uses to pay for his participation in drug testing.
So that's both,
that line item is, it's combined. He put it in that way as opposed to saying this is the quarterly payment I have. So that's what they use those investigation funds for. Is.
Okay. So, well, they're all one line with the county attorney's office at $12,000, which covers your dues, if you will, your base amount.
Plus what I owe. The
plus what you owe.
Bond.
Okay, plus the additional hike in the amount of cash they get.
Right, actually, I just had a task, their task force meeting last week, and we actually voted to increase by money again because we're down to $900. So it's devolving. And what we tried to do is put the bills together for the past quarter and estimate based on my understanding there's going to be more money, and you just have to give you a real world estimate of what I'm going to take from the stand of the past quarter.
Okay, and so with this $12,000 right now, it does include back.
Yeah, because I owe back.
So I'm trying to ascertain between what the sheriff turned in and now what you're turning in, what is the actual amount that it costs you minimum to be in, given the dues, if you will, or the membership part, plus whatever they're asking per entity, right?
I think I'm behind about $2,000, if I'm right. So we're estimating $10,000 for fiscal year 20 to pay all of my dues for the direct tax.
The quarterly billing that the drug task force does is right in the neighborhood of $2,200 a quarter
per
entity.
Okay, so
any additional buyment.
Got it.
And I'm saying I'm equal for if we continue to ask for additional buyment. I don't want to get so.
Okay.
It's not an exact figure.
It depends on what the costs are for the quarter.
Right. Okay, thank you. And also that the sheriff is, his numbers were also like the 3,800 plus the 4,200 together then for a budget. And I just in such
I'm
a different
so sorry, I'm not sure how
you're not you're not expected yeah. to know that budget looking at. No. He's got a splash. Yeah. All right. Okay, just the validation went out.
So our standards are by
but okay.
Well, we're done with the
extra. And then the buy on the Narcan, and it might have been his, where it only showed like $50 or $100, right, for Narcan. I'm like, isn't that like one dose or something?
Yeah.
So,
well, we're like, we have, so it depends on when we buy it and when it expires. So we have rebates, we had very successful donations.
Yeah.
So, but again, we'll need to continue to provide that, whether we have it at a lower price or not.
Thank you. All right. Okay, on that. So by $2,200 plus whatever the extra buy and or
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you wanted to go back and have it just come out of what the $21,000 general fund dollars instead of having to pull from your recovery.
Yeah. So but when I started falling behind in my dues, your task force, the first thing I did was pull my line out and pay that out of, and I looked at it and said, well, I don't have enough money here. My only option is to forfeit more people's property.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm not going to let that be a driver in what I forfeit. So it's just
that. Okay. Thank you. Moving into other areas, anybody else want to talk about any different areas? On the expense side. Okay. How about when we get down to countywide services? Money coming out of there. Okay, I just like to then ask about
very bad.
Oh wow, okay.
13.
Thank you.
Okay.
And the narrative that you guys provided is different.
Mm-hmm. I did have a question on page 15.
Hey.
Some fairly large increases in the education training dues and membership, also office equipment. I just wondered if you could shed a light on the budget increases.
Absolutely. So I'll start with education training. In my narrative on page 15, I have identified the specific trainings that I want to send everyone to. This is something that I have increased in my county attorney. We did the bare minimum of educational training when I was in the county attorney's office. My style is that with the evolving legal issues that we're facing. We're facing technology, body scan issues, DNA changes, social media. Like I said, laying foundation for social media, which is always evolving. We have got to stay on the cutting edge of these issues, and I've got to give my attorneys appropriate, proper training. Also, I am very passionate about instituting a mental health court in Story County. I've already taken some steps to do that, and I'd like to spend with Keisha Faithful in my office, who is my mental health court coordinator, to the National Associate of Drug Court Professionals Mental Health Court Program. I'd like her to be completely versed in study of the drug court is very scientific, and I'd like her to be completely versed in that, ready to take on that challenge and ready to move forward. So, and that's expensive, and that is a national program. This board does not prove that up within the purview, but I think it's necessary and important.
Domestic violence training is new as well.
Thank you. The domestic violence training is extremely. So, domestic violence is one of my charities of county training. My experience is that if we do not stop domestic violence cases when we get them, we have a high chance of, it shows there's a high chance of lethality. And so it is extremely important. Those are, like sexual assault cases, domestic violence cases are extremely hard to prosecute. We're in situations where we have victims that are not cooperative for very legitimate reasons, but it makes it hard case. And we also have situations where victims testify against the state. And we can't. And so I have got to have appropriate trained prosecutors. And so that's a priority I want to send to my prosecutors. That also, I received the domestic violence grant from the federal government. And part of that is making sure that our staff look good and that we are going to trial and that we are getting good people. And so it's a priority for me, and that's why I'm asking.
In terms of hours, what percentage hours increases for the interest training hours?
I don't, I'm not worried about the, the reason I don't, I just figure that, but I'm not worried about the hours as much as the knowledge base that I'm carrying for us. I want that confidence that is necessary in my prosecutor to go in and do the best that they can.
I think it's all good training. I guess I was just trying to get a sense of how much it's an increase from the previous year.
Jessica's looking at that one say, so the reality is before Jessica became the county attorney, she very nicely said that we were doing the bare minimum. The reality is we were doing below the bare minimum, and it's been nice to see, and I'm talking about the training.
Okay.
We were doing below the bare minimum in training, and so it's been nice to see. And I think, from my view, the way the results speak for themselves in terms of our attorneys and how they're sought after, I think there's value here.
I appreciate that. Linda, to answer your question, it's a 34% increase in my half for my training budget. So it's a large increase from last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was saying the increase in the number of hours that we've gotten out there.
I'm sorry. I have no idea about the opportunity.
That's fine. The other thing I had a question on, again, I'm supportive of it. It's very good training. The other question I did have, though, was in the office equipment and furniture.
Yeah.
And is that because you're anticipating your needs with the new space you're getting?
That's not. Thanks for the question. So we have Emma services two TVs on my area, start for $2,000. I'm going to give a response back to that. The two new TVs for the courtroom, we have two rolling carts that provide our TVs so that we can play our evidence to the jury. Those were purchased in 2009. They're old, they're bulky, they don't look very good. I'm asking to replace those so that we can present our information better to the jury. I'm in talks with the courts to have those mounted on the walls in the courtroom. I think that would be a nice addition for professionalism and for being able to show the jury the evidence in a better way. Our TVs, I mean, they're not HD, they're old, and they look bulky, and they don't do a great job. Let's move to the top item. This is to replace the office chair in office chairs in Amy. When Julie came to the office, something she noticed, which I don't really notice, is the mismatch in worn chairs that don't look professional. She brought photos of everyone. And so, again, you know, that's $3,000, and if that's a large ask, if the board doesn't feel that that's appropriate, we should use our old chair, we will. If you want to have to make sure to see this. The ProLock portal installation, this is, ProLock is doing a lot of really cool things, but it's as they add, it gets more expensive. And what this portal installation is it's getting us ready to be able to take all of our laptops into the courtroom and access ProLaw, which has our prosecution file. It's that step that we're getting to go paperless, which I'm adamant that we get to. And it's me a necessary expense as we get to that paperless place. Then replacing computer monitors from 2005 to 2009. So we have approximately 50 computer monitors. We have dual screens in our office. They have not been replaced from a range between 2005 and 2009. Julie is showing what they currently look like. So we're asking to replace half of those and upgrade to larger screens that can be better seen, that we can help support the public better. And again, if you guys can decide if you think that that's necessary, I respect your opinion.
Did those requests go to IT?
They told us they would not.
That many, but I mean, on an annual basis, do you put in the request for
monitoring?
No.
Well, as far as I know, they haven't.
And
we requested this in February.
We would get them with since we got all got new laptops
and hard drives.
They only replace.
They only replace your CPU.
Yeah.
They don't replace laptops. But you can put in. I mean, I put in monitors.
Well, we put in a request this time. They said no, it's not our budget.
If you want to put in 19 budget, feel free.
Why not you budget for that?
Is there a number?
I put in this IT.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. So I'm glad that was for you.
You just rolled 25.
Yep.
That's probably what it was.
They were working on Windows 10. They're upgrading to Windows 10, which I told them to.
Are you looking to do dual or are you doing larger? I'm just curious.
I would, whatever our, you actually have an example. Yeah, what Joel said is whatever would be preferred by the person, whether they want to
call or
fuel.
Yeah,
what would yeah. Normally, like 150 according to Joel, he would prefer that one.
I'm going to ask a question while she's in. Oh, she got him. Okay.
Do you want to? No, nothing happened.
This is like
27-inch, $150. Oh, really?
Wow.
So, this is just an estimation, too. I just estimated
$200.
Or no,
sure.
$250.
So, what's the reestimated for the current year? This year, $37.50.
That was, I think, just because we're getting so, we're so off on our office. We purchased the office equipment line item for the stand-up workstations. I think we have one of the off-size line items. But we don't need any of this at all. Right. So is there anything else you're going to buy out of that?
Another monitor. Yeah,
I don't think we need to re-estimate for this year unless that means so we'd like to amend that to $765 for a re-estimate.
And
with the 250, so $515.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to change that re-estimate to $515. What we'd be using that for is a laptop ProBook it is what we're calling our to-go bag for our attorneys. It's a laptop that allows remote access while attorneys are at law enforcement on site in the in courtroom without access to our files whenever they're unavailable to use their actual laptop. And we've had several instances. So I had Tiffany Meredith Max, when we come across here, trying to respond to this emergency situation. She's at a conference. We can't access ProLaw. I'm trying to, so she and I are talking, and I'm trying to draft her something to have her check it, and then I file it. And all she needed was this, what the to-go bag will provide, which is that VPN access where she can get in, pick up, get it out of the tour. So that's what I'm asking for, which is a laptop.
So you don't normally have VPN access?
No, we have no. That's
well,
why we're just changing.
Yes,
we do now.
We do.
Or
just,
well.
just for two.
We don't have three VPN accesses, and I'm grateful for both. Yes.
So you're saying $37.50 your change price?
Yes. Yes.
Well, no. But with more money available in your budget this year, that you can take care of some of your
equipment. I mean, you can find it. I'm pretty high.
Right?
Yeah, I'm at 76% office supplies. I couldn't find them though, but if you do something that I don't see them, no.
I just said you re-estimated to $37.50, and I assumed that meant that money was there.
No.
No, that's Julie thinking. We're going to need other stuff, Jessica, and we're not going to make it to June 30th. And I'm saying, no, we'll just pay what we own now, and we won't do anything for whatever. But that was what just went on between her and I. Yeah.
Okay. So never mind.
Okay.
Page 16, the fine collection special permit.
Yes.
And I didn't see where there were dues and where to do the memberships. I don't see the Story County Bar and the Iowa County Attorneys Association. So I'm wondering, are those actually combined, or is there separate a special project and dues?
Excellent question. So the reason that I split out the Story County Bar Association dues, which is the county bar association, okay, which is separate from the Iowa County Attorney Association dues, which is the state membership. The reason I took those out of dues and memberships and put them into my county attorney fund is I found this obscure section code 331.401(2). It says the board shall not pay membership dues for a county officers association in this state other than ISAC or an organization affiliated with it. So you shouldn't be paying dues other than ISAC or affiliated ISAC. For county associations out of the general fund. So that's why I moved that because I wanted to apply the law, and then that way that comes out of my funds.
And so that's why, of course, you don't see any of those four items above. Because that's coming out of that $35,000 a year that we budget to come into the county attorney's fine recovery. And that was the other question I was going to have. If we're approaching the end, is that, say,
$277,000?
Yes. $277,000. And so I thought I heard you say, and I appreciate this, that you would be willing to discuss with the board using some of that for some of these renovations that we're going to have to do.
Absolutely, yes.
I would include, for me, I would also include the cost of any new furniture that we have to buy for those new areas and things like that. And I don't think we're prepared yet to get to the final conversation. I'm asking you more philosophically, what portion of that 277 do you feel like you need to be hanging on to for something that might come up that you're not seeing right now?
And so I'm totally open to any discussion that the board would want to have with me on this, but my proposal would be that I spend half of my prime recovery dollars for the new space. In my conversations with Jody, he thinks that we're looking around total renovation costs, which is very, very general, between $200,000 and $300,000. And so my proposal would be that half of my portion of time recovery goes for those renovations. And again, I open to further discussion on that as well.
Okay.
Well, I think that sounds fair to me, given that you do need some left in the account for other items. And when you add in furniture, I just wrote down $300,000 here, and I know that Joey will save, if Joey can save, to bring your roof there. So you're giving close to half.
Yeah, I don't mean to completely chime in harm, but I did assist the county saving substantial dollars by assisting with the move and using that space for next. So I'm hopeful that
that
will assist
the dollars. So at this point in time, if she's, if we say 50%, that's 138.5 toward that, she's also working in $23,000 a year, approximately 23 that she hasn't committed to her other expenses.
Yeah, good point. That will continue to grow, and I'll continue to commit half of those dollars.
Oh, well, even the revenue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Just, so my only question for all of us, so I think if we need new chairs, we need to go buy new chairs. If we need new monitors, we need to go buy new monitors. My question there is 25 at 250 is 6250, not 3000. And so I wasn't sure if we had talked that through or if I just missed on that one, or if you're thinking of doing half at a time. I thought that was why you had 3500 that you had reestimated into this year's budget to buy half of them, and then another 33,000 in next year's budget in order to get all 25 replaced. But then we talked that through and it reduced that back down. So anyway, but if we need that, we need to go ahead and buy it. My question is back with the mental health board, Jessica. So I'm fully supportive of us going hard to create a mental health board. I just wonder if that's not an appropriate, as you create the mental health board and test it to see how viable it is here in Story County, I'm just wondering if that's not an appropriate use of some of the fine recovery money to try to build something like that. And so there's a $5,000 line item that I'm suggesting could potentially roll into the county attorney's portion of the fine recovery to get mental health up and going.
I have no problem with that. I would agree to discuss my fine recovery item.
And then I just need Julie to talk to me about the office, about the monitors, because like I said, I do the math and I get to $6,250 if we're going to replace all 25.
I think that I wrote that I would just need you to half, you know, half 1 year and half the next year. And let's do that. Yeah, so yeah. Let's do that.
So I'd like to just come back to the mental health of the court.
Okay.
So if my memory's right, it's a little iffy today, okay? Did you think that bring up mental health courts entirely could be as much as $200,000 a year that we're operating?
No, that's a drug court.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Actually, I believe that we can provide mental health court if I can get everyone on board and get everything ready for mental health. I have providers in Truth and Fighting Service 3, and then CPJ has signed on as a racial agency. I believe I can implement the college.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to budget some dollars in special law enforcement down there at the countywide services. Obviously, you can't spend more than you don't have, and right now there's zero in that fund.
That's
for
what I'm saying.
But in order to spend it, we really need to put some money there.
Perfect.
So if you don't get it, you don't need to spend it, but if you do, then there's money in there. So I'm going to say, can we put a couple thousand in there just for sake of argument?
Yeah, in fact, I think if you're
$1,200 going in tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're okay with it, I think the reality is going to be 5,000.
I don't know, whatever you want to do with that.
Appreciate that. I also emailed the board and wanted to talk a little bit about our needs now with the body cam. I am so, let me know if you want any additional information on this, or if you're sure for me, but body cams are governed for Iowa State and ANCD by a doctor called Josh Hurd. And the leadership team, thank you. So we're getting ready for that. It's going to require additional IT storage space. They're telling us $7,000 for that to store all that video. And then it's going to require, in order, so we get the body cam video all as one big piece. We provide that to the defense. And then we have hearings before the court about which parts of the video are and aren't admissible. The parts that the court rule inadmissible, we're responsible for redacting and taking out before we show that to the jury. This new software has created some growth opportunities in that regard, and we've talked with IT about it, and WatchGuard does provide its own software for redaction. It is more expensive than some of the general software for redaction, but in speaking with IT, due to the metadata and preserving the metadata in this form, they're recommending that we use the redaction software from WatchGuard. I can't go into any further explanation than that, but I trust IT in their assessment. If we did that, we would have one license that would provide that redaction material. We would need one designated computer that has enough whatever to run it, and that would get a total cost of $6,500 for the redaction software and the computer. I'm proposing that I take that out of my fines recovery line item as a one-time expense that, once we have it, we'll be done. And so that's $6,500. I'd like to discuss with the board the storage space issue, because IT is saying that's your issue, it's your video. My opinion is that when I need this type of material stored, I'm hopeful that the county is in agreement with providing me the storage space. And so I just wanted to talk that through with the board and see what your thoughts are on that. My opinion is that that should be an IT budget. Their opinion is that should be my budget. And so they were kind of arbitrary about whose budget that's appropriate for. And that will be an ongoing expense. So it's a good question. I'm actually in the midst of writing a policy about the WatchGuard material. It depends on the type of case. Murder One cases are different than public impact cases. And so we certainly retain those materials in any felony through the appellate process, which varies greatly. It could be anywhere from 2 to 5 years. For the more intense cases. For my lesser cases, once the case is resolved, I'll be able to get rid of that. And anything longer than the 5-year period, I would put on some sort of external drive than the file situation.
Good question. Look at the list up here. Okay. I will admit I've not always paid as much attention as I should about who's paying for some of the hardware. Okay, so what does IT have a standard policy or a standard way of determining whether it should be put in their budget or whether it should be left with the department or office?
We have a budget in the past, like some of the storage. I would think it'd be IT.
Storage would be IT.
Mm-hmm. If it's something that's not budgeted and you want to purchase it out of the current fiscal year, the department or office typically purchases it. So if I request something out of this year that's not budgeted or different, which kind of defeats the purpose of having all IT under one roof, so we don't know how much IT is costing you.
Right.
How it's been handled.
Right.
Okay. Because there are situations where it's a specialized situation and the county attorney has their different funds to be able to do, or the sheriff's fund they want to be able to use, whether it be special law enforcement or whatever. Those are just examples. So yes, then it happens that the department will pay for them. But the purpose of IT originally and ongoing, as far as I can tell, is to know how much it costs to have IT. So I'm not even sure I agree with the monitors being paid by the county convention, quite frankly.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just saying that.
I don't understand why.
So it doesn't sound like if there is a policy, kind of that's it, period.
It's a word philosophy over the years, the person that should be paid out of.
And I
think it would be
okay. And so then looking here, this is the same we're talking about, the video redaction workstation, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I printed out that picture, because all right, my printer is all sore now from printing out of that kind of different color. Anyway, back to this. So you've got the $1,246 option, and then you've got the cost of the $2,980, except it doesn't have a Blu-ray drive. Did you get a quote on the Blu-ray drive separately?
That was all IT.
Okay, so we don't know whether that was an available option. From your, what little you do know about this, didn't you need the Blu-ray drive?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have a valid quote here.
Is it Blu-ray or is that how they're...
Yes, that's how we're transferring that.
Oh, well, so... So it doesn't do you any good, even if you opt it right away with the $29.80, that doesn't do you any good because you need Blu-ray. All right. Okay. So you say, considering the cost differential is no real difference, you just are fine going with the $12.46 option, correct? But wasn't there, and let me go back and read everything I heard.
Will we provide the back?
Yeah. Okay, because there is a difference, if I remember reading through part of this, about how long the storage would last.
And I have a question. The Blu-ray is included in there. It says LG Black 16-inch Blu-ray internal rewriter. I mean, I'm not an expert either, but
I didn't
read
all
the books.
I guess that was
the whole thing.
And I feel like they understand me. We've had several meetings with them, yeah. And they met with AIM. We've had problems playing Blu-ray, and they come and had to bring an external Blu-ray player. So I think I feel very confident that IT, what they're giving us.
So this is a typo, Deb, you think?
I have no idea.
All right. So the question you're asking today is whose budget when we figure out what it costs? Whose budget is charged?
I'm saying the $7,000 of storage space for fiscal year 20 for the WatchGuard 5-cam. I think she kind of paid me budget.
That's just where we are.
But you're talking about, absolutely, but you're talking about buying the workstation where you can edit the videos out of your budget.
Yes, and the software.
So maybe I'm missing one piece of the equation here.
I just think we need to be concerned about the department's offices, regardless of what the software is. If it's a necessity, then it needs to come out of. We need to budget it where we're going to budget everyone,
which is IT,
and pay for it out of the consistent budget.
Yeah, but we just did with computer monitors. So by that
point, I'm not disagreeing those steps.
No, and I need those RVs, I see, but like I pay for my own Adobe software, I don't pay for my own Word software.
Oh, we pay for our Adobe.
I don't have that in my budget, so.
If we need an advanced version, we have to pay for our own.
Okay. So
And we get the rest of this weekly stuff, and we have a conversation with IT, and we say, we're going to start being consistent one way or the other, but most likely it'll be transfer all IT over. Then we can just adjust all the budgets, and which will be a joy for you, correct?
Well, I don't think we've run across a lot of situations. I think this is the first real situation we've run across that there's some things that are budgeted that in our fund for IT, but our DIs. So yes, I would adjust. Right. You guys have said the monitors from this budget need to be paid out of IT budget, and we'll take them out of the attorney's office budget.
Okay, so then for the PU, for like your department, you said that you paid for Adobe yourself. The auditor's office pays for Adobe?
Or
enhanced.
Yeah. And then like Adobe 10, professional,
yeah.
And so you have to be a manipulator, of course.
Sure. So you're saying you're paying, you believe it's for the enhanced. Now, like I get Acrobat Pro, just the Acrobat. I don't pay for the whole Adobe.
You pay for the board's budget.
Yeah, I believe it's paid out of the board's budget.
I think I just saw it in IT.
So did you? Okay.
We paid for it
out of the board's budget the year it wasn't budgeted.
I think it's reasonable to go down the road. So I believe that IT ought to be paying for things like bandwidth, which we talked about in relation to WatchGuard, and for storage space for sure. And then where I get a little foggy is having this editing software station. If we can purchase that appropriately out of like Find Recovery, then all of a sudden that starts to make sense to me. But as far as where we would pay for storage, where we would pay for bandwidth, where we would pay for the basic software items, I think that clearly should be IT. I just think there's gray area when we go beyond
that. Yeah, I'm offering to pay for the software for Redaction Computer. All I'm asking is that other departments going to do the same. And if I keep paying for other department-specific software, and I'm being hired to be out of my business, just ask me to do the same.
Yeah, sure. I think that's fair.
Right.
So are you good with investigating that further, having Alyssa dig in further, maybe Alyssa and Lisa?
Perfect, and I'll respect your decision. As
however, I think the monitors should be the same thing. If the board cuts that out of IT budget and the individual department or office feels like they still need them, and have the funds to purchase them, then they've been able to do that in the past.
Yeah, and what's happened is, it used to be when you bought a tower, you got
a monitor with it.
That's not how it works anymore. So I think that they
want to wait for replacements now instead of, with every computer.
Yeah, so we've got IT on a rotation schedule for the computers and for the monitors and everything else. I think what you're saying, I tend to agree with. Here's the rotation schedule. If it doesn't fit for your office or department this year, but you still feel like it's something that's important and you want to come into request, you should be able to do that. I just think that generally, IT issues like bandwidth, like storage space, those kind of like basic hardware, basic software ought to flow through IT. And in the conversations above and beyond the basics, we have the full conversation with the department and be like,
kind of specialized stuff that everybody needs to do their job sometimes that just doesn't fall under overall count.
Right.
And will there be annual maintenance?
There is.
Or software?
Yes. There is.
License fees?
Yeah. There are license fees. I don't know if I know what that is off the top of my head, but not yearly. It's like 450 a lot less.
Oh, I'm not sure exactly what all this will entail and what's been practiced, but it seems to me that it might be good to have this in writing so everybody understands and so it doesn't simply come. Well, I think that last January we talked about it when we
right.
had somebody's budget hearing. Who was that, by the way, and what did we decide? I think that some general guidance in writing would be good.
And I think we have that in the form of what IT. So I'm not sure that we have the black and white point-by-point policy, but we've made decisions in the past of how often we're going to rotate computers, how often we're going to buy equipment, and it flows through IT. And my expectation, I don't know this to be a fact, but my expectation is when IT answers the county attorney or any other office or department with one of those, they say, no, either yes, that fits in our rotation schedule and the way we do things, or no, it doesn't. And if it's no, it doesn't, then we need to have this conversation that we're having right now.
Well, yeah, exactly what happened.
Perfect.
And
was it requested? Are you taking evidence this school year, or are you waiting until July?
We're waiting until July.
You're waiting until July. I'm not watchguard.
Oh, no, not watchguard. Watchguard would be now. Are you talking about monitors or the watchguard software?
I'm talking about the $5,500.
That's
so you're going to take it out of this fiscal year.
You've got to have that. Yeah, actually, we have to have it now. Because we get on the video
now.
Yeah.
Which is why we made the decision we made on bandwidth.
Right.
So
yeah,
like Laura was here last
week. But I think with a listen band, I should be paying for that because I'm asking for it this fiscal year.
But,
yes. But for the next fiscal year,
it should be put in that kind
of thing. And I'm going to question on over, and I've heard it both ways in this conversation, I think. Is if a department has something that involves its general needs that every department has, that then, for WatchGuard, should that go in the county attorney's budget because that's a special need, or should IT be responsible for providing every elected official and every department with what they need to keep their jobs? That's an either or, and I think that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I agree with you, Linda. I think the reality is that most of those, I think the county attorney's example is Prolon, right? Most of those fall under IT's budget, even if it's specialized, except for in that year that it's been asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a document somewhere that
outlines all of this. There's a document with bullet points that outlines all of this. I'm telling you that it is the way the policies and procedures that govern IT's purchases has been handled, and I don't know exactly if there's a bullet point document that has that.
All purchases go through, like, if you're going to purchase software and something like that, it needs to be done through IT. Well, because you need to make sure it's going to work with the system.
That's why I
see it. You know, when we implemented our applicant tracking system, we did throw it out on the board first, and then once we were able to budget for it, it came to IT.
Right.
Okay. So the initial, because I didn't have a budget, you know.
Just
I'm sorry, take your time.
There is somebody in the first two calls, no matter what you're looking for.
Right.
It's confusing. I mean, we basically put that out for IT and they say yes or no, and then you bring it to you.
That's what I was hearing. You were told, no, you got to put that in your budget. And now I'm kind of hearing, well, IT should have done that. So that's why I'm pursuing this, because I think we need to.
Right, but I think I would contend that that's one of the primary reasons that the Board of Supervisors exists. To make exactly those kind of determinations within the gray area. And if they submit it to IT, and IT says, absolutely, this fits under what we normally budget, well, that comes before us on the board. And if IT says, no, that doesn't fit under what we normally budget, then it still comes to us as a board, but it comes to us through a different vehicle. Right?
I appreciate all of your time. Does anyone have any additional questions for me?
Good budget. Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate you all.